牧师同工以及长辈，各位年轻弟兄姐妹，大家祝你平安。
Pastors and deacons, peace to everybody.
牧师告诉我说，只能够讲到四十分就要下台了。
Pastor told me I only have 40 minutes. We have to conclude the sermon.
我从十面减到七面。
I went from seven pages to ten pages to seven pages.
然后再从七面到五面。希望这篇道能够帮助我们弟兄姐妹思考耶稣基督，他是我们生命的救主。
So I'm hoping that we can help everybody consider Jesus is our Savior.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们在阅读你话语的时候
，Lord, as we do read your word,
我们要宣告主啊，你是我们生命的救主。
We want to proclaim that you are the life, that you are the master of our life.
我们生命的好处，主啊，都不在你之外。
All the good things in our life is from you.
主啊，帮助我们思考你的话语。
Help us to consider your word.
让我们能够活出你的话语。
May we live out your word.
我们将祷告祈求。
We pray this.
是奉靠救主耶稣基督圣名所求的。阿门。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
刚才我们所读的那段经文是出自马可的手笔。
When we just read the scripture, it's from Mark.
马可他有一个很重要的概念。
Apostle Mark has a very important understanding.
他是要告诉我们外邦人讲说，耶稣基督他是我们个人生命的救主。
He wants to proclaim that Jesus Christ is the master of our life.
所以整本马可福音是专门写给外邦人的，像我们这样子的。
So the whole gospel of Mark is written for the Gentile like us.
所以我们今天从这段经文里面，我们可以看见耶稣基督要做在我们生命中的三件事情。
So from this passage, we can understand that Jesus had three purposes in our life.
首先，我们看见从第一节到十三节，我们看见耶稣要在我们生命的黑暗中点着生命的亮光。
So from verse 1 to 13, Jesus wants to light up the light of our life.
在我们生命的黑暗中点着生命的亮光。
In our darkness, he wants to light up the light of our life.
马可在经文告诉我们，这个人没有名字。
Mark tells us this person has no name.
马可好像对这个人好像没什么兴趣。
Mark seems that he has no interest in this person.
可是马可他却对他生命里面扶着他生命的鬼很有兴趣。
So it seems that he's interested in the evil spirit.
因为马可很清楚告诉我们讲说，这个人身上的鬼名字叫做群。
Because he told us the spirit's name is legion.
群在原文里面是一个罗马军队的数字来的。
Legion in the Roman soldier's situation is a number.
所以罗马军队一群就有2000到6000位士兵的意思。
A legion in the Roman days, it has 2,000 to 6,000 people.
所以马可要清楚地告诉我们，这个人的生命里面有2000到6000只鬼掌管着他的生命。
So he's in essence want to tell us, in his life, there's 2,000 to 6,000 spirit control his life.
换句话说，他生命完全在黑暗里面，没有生命的亮光。
In other words, he lived in total darkness. There's no light in his life.
但是耶稣非常爱这一个人。
But Jesus truly loved this person.
因为我们从第四章里面，我们看到耶稣是经过很大的风浪才来找这个人的。
Because in chapter 4, we know that Jesus went through a great storm in order to find this man.
耶稣的目标就有一个，就是要点燃他生命的亮光。
Jesus had only one purpose, to light up the light of his life.
马可告诉我们这一个在黑暗中的外邦人。
Mark told us this man that is living in darkness.
他经常在坟墓里面、灰里面大声喊叫，用石头砍自己。
He always lived among the tombs and cried out and even cut himself with stones.
时间长到一个地步，从来没有人会觉得他会得到生命亮光。
He had such a long time of suffering, but nobody think he would ever get the light of life.
所以为何马可告诉我们是这群鬼主动的去找耶稣？
So that is why Mark said in this passage, it's the the legion of spirits actually confronted Jesus.
因为他们知道耶稣今天要来救这个人了。
Because they know Jesus wants to save this man's life.
所以他们大声喊叫说：“至高神的儿子啊，我与你有什么相干呢？”
So the spirit cried out at the top of the voice and said, "Son of the Most High God, what do I have to do with you?"
大声喊叫在本来的意思里面是很惊讶的意思。
And cry out in a high voice in a sense of astonishment.
他们很惊讶说：“耶稣啊，你今天你要做什么？”
They were astonished that Jesus, what are you going to do today?
所以鬼对耶稣的敬拜并不是真正的敬拜。
So the worship of the evil spirit is not true worship.
他们希望耶稣啊，你不要救这一个人。
They can plead to Jesus, do not save this person.
鬼也能够指着上帝的名字叫耶稣不要救这一个人呢。
The evil spirit can call upon the name of the Most High not to save this person.
可是耶稣有接受他们的敬拜吗？
Did Jesus accept his worship?
No. 没有。
No.
他们还要询问耶稣。
They in turn, they ask Jesus.
耶稣许可他们才能够伏在那两千只猪的身上。
Because they must have the permission of Jesus in order for them to go into the pigs.
弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
马可不是要告诉我们赶鬼的故事。
Mark is not here to tell you how he chased the evil spirit out of the person.
我可以告诉你我很多赶鬼的故事。
Because I can tell you many stories about how I chased the evil spirit out.
我是在亚洲受神学训练的。
I was trained in Asia.
美国在神学院里面是不用学赶鬼的。
In America, we don't talk about chase the evil spirit.
因为美国好像没有人拜偶像。
Because as said, we don't have idols in United States.
除了 shopping 之外。
Other than shopping.
我们在亚洲常常要面对赶鬼的工作。
In Asia, we always have to face the fact to.
但是马可不是要告诉我们赶鬼的故事。
Mark here is not telling us how to chase the evil spirit out.
马可在第四章三十五节告诉我们耶稣平静风浪的故事。
In chapter 4, verse 35, Mark told us how Jesus calmed the storms.
马可在五章二十一节到四十三节讲到耶稣使雅鲁的女儿复活的故事。
In chapter 5, he told about how Jesus raised up the dead of Jairus' daughter.
所以马可是要向我们外邦人证明耶稣基督他不但掌管了自然世界他掌管了属灵世界他也掌管了我们的生命
So in other words, Mark wants us to know Jesus not only controlled the natural world but also controlled the spiritual world and our life
当格拉圣人用铁链脚镣要捆绑这个鬼的时候
When the people in garrison trying to bind this man with irons and chain
鬼才不怕他们
the evil spirit really do not afraid of them.
广东话叫做柴葵都锁就是根本就不怕他
They truly do not even pay any attention.
但是今天当耶稣出现的时候他们却感到非常惧怕
But today when Jesus appeared before them they were afraid.
而今天这一位掌管我们生命的救主
And today this master that controls our life
他来到格拉森不但要支付这一群鬼
He came to Garrison not only to put the evil spirit out
而是要让这位长期活在黑暗里面的人重新得着生命的阳光
More so, he wants this person that was bound by the evil spirit to truly have a new life
主耶稣说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走不要得着生命的光
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will not live in darkness, will have the light of life.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣是给予我们生命亮光的救主。
Jesus is the one that who gave us the light of life.
我不知道你们曾经住在一个很黑暗的世界里面。
I don't know whether you live in a darkness of the world.
有些时候黑暗的世界并不是我们，不但是我们活在最终。
Sometimes the darkness of the world is not only that we live in sin.
而是我们生命里面我们充满了很多黑暗。
But it is in our life, we have a lot of darkness in our life.
让我们看不见神就在我们这里。
It blinded us that Jesus is with us.
甚至我们还会问神，神啊，你还在乎我吗？
Even sometimes we ask Jesus, do you care for me?
我记得我以前牧养的时候，
I remember when I was pastor.
美国裁员是最近的事情。
The reduction or the layoff is a recent event.
但是纽西兰裁员是在美国雷曼兄弟就开始的。
But in Australia, the layoff, in New Zealand, the layoff starts from Newman Brothers.
我们纽西兰很多大公司因为美国的雷曼兄弟。
Lehman Brothers. It starts with Lehman Brothers.
全部都是重新 restructured.
A lot of company was totally restructured.
我教会里面有一位很能干的同工。
In my church, there's a person who is a very capable person.
他是在那个 Ericsson 那个电话公司里面。
He's working for Con Edison Company.
在里面是做那个 account 的那个总负责人。
He's the main accountant.
公司面对 structure, 整个要搬去澳洲。
When the company was restructured, it went to New Zealand.
在纽西兰的整个公司就不见了。
In New Zealand, the whole company dissolved.
他没有工作。
He had no jobs.
他的房子 99% 都是贷款的。
And he has a 99% of the mortgages.
他一个礼拜要还900多块。
In each month he had to pay $900.
Per week.
Per week. Oh, okay.
纽西兰是用一个月的，这里是用纽西兰是用一个星期，这里是用一个月。
So in New Zealand they pay mortgage by the week. Here we pay by the month.
他来找我。
He come to me.
我说我求神给你另外一份工作。
So he said, I asked that, please ask the Lord to give me another job.
感谢主，那么三个月找到另外一份工作。
In 3 months, he found a new job.
薪水更好，福利更好。
Has a better salary, better benefits.
九个月之后。
9 months later.
又被裁掉。
It went through the same.
他太太打给我。
His wife called me up.
说我先生天天躲在房间里面，不愿意出来。
He said, my husband hide himself in dark rooms. Don't want to come out.
我去找他的时候，
when I came to see him,
他告诉我说，
he told me,
我害怕天亮，
I'm afraid of the break.
因为当我看见太阳的时候，我就知道我应该要去上班了。
When I see the sunlight, I know it's time for me to go to work.
所以他躲在房间里面，不愿意出来。
So he hide himself in dark room.
他说，你可以帮我祷告吗？
Can you pray for me?
我心里很大的挣扎。
In my heart, I have a great struggle.
我说主啊，如果我求你再给他一份工作的话，会不会又被裁
？Lord Jesus, if I ask you for another job, would he be laid off again?
我就跟他讲说，我们不和神求工作。
So we shall not ask the Lord for another job.
我们求神让你能够战胜你生命中的黑暗。
We ask the Lord to overcome the darkness of your life.
结果没有想到。
To my surprise.
然后后来他又找了工作了。
He found another job.
他要在祷告会里面跟我们分享。
In a prayer meeting, he shared with us.
他说他在被裁的时间经常读出埃及记。
So he said during his layoff time, he always read about Exodus.
他在出埃及记里面，他看到了他自己。
In that passage, he saw himself.
他说以色列人有营柱有火柱，天天在他们的面前引导他们。
Israeli has the cloud, pillar of clouds and pillars of fire that leading them forward.
但是他们常常都向神抱怨。
And they still complain to the Lord.
他说他自己也是一样。
He said I myself is the same way.
神赐阳光赐雨水，我也天天也在抱怨。
God gave us sunlight, God gave us rain, but I still complain.
我听了他今天之后，我有一个很大的感触。
So after I heard that testimony, I had a great reflection.
有些时候，生命中的黑暗不来自我们的环境。
Sometimes the darkness of our life does not come from the outside world.
你知道来自什么地方吗？
Do you know where it comes from?
来自我们自己的生命里面。
It comes from our own heart, our own life.
来自我们心里面，我们对神的不依靠、不相信。
It comes from that lack of trust in our heart to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你现在是不是也活在黑暗里面。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you are now living in darkness.
就好像我感恩节的时候。
Just like the recent Thanksgiving.
我从外表我真的不知道启言弟兄他这么挣扎。
From the outside, I never know that Daniel has such a struggle.
甚至那位姐妹不分享她被离单等，我也不会知道。
If that she found did not share his her struggle, I wouldn't know.
但是我们的主耶稣知道。
But our Lord Jesus knows.
马可告诉我们讲说，耶稣他会点燃我们生命中的亮光。
Mark told us Jesus will light up the light of our life.
他会指引我们前面的道路。
He will point us to the roads ahead.
就像这一个人一样。
Just like this demon possessed man.
马可出来告诉我们讲说，我们的神是一个点燃我们生命亮光的救主。
Here, Mark not only tells us Jesus is the one that light up the light of our life.
如果我们看经文十四节到十七节。
If you look at the passage, verse 14 to 17.
耶稣他也会颠覆我们生命中错误的价值观。
Jesus also wanted to change our value system.
马可告诉我们那位帮助的人。
Mark tells us the one that was help.
看见自己放的两千只猪掉下山崖投在海里的时候，
those tending the pigs, they saw the pigs ran off the bank, steep bank and drown.
他马上就去告诉城市和乡下的人。
They went to tell the whole city and the people.
在当时这是一个大新闻。
In those days, that's a great big news.
因为他们听见了，马上到耶稣那里。
Because when they heard that,The whole city came to Jesus.
他们看见了这一个人坐着穿着衣服，心里明白过来。
He saw the demon-possessed man sit there, dressed up, and with the right mind.
有些时候我们读经，我们要用一些想象力。
Sometimes we have to use our imagination to read this gospel.
为什么马可要告诉我们一个这么简单的事情？这一个人坐在那里，坚强理性的想事情。
Why does he tell us that the man sitting there dressed?And in his right mind.
因为马可要很清楚地告诉我们，
Because Mark wanted to clearly tell us,
耶稣真的是救了他的生命了。
Jesus truly saved his life.
耶稣不但救了他，也更新了他的生命。
Jesus not only saved his life, but also transformed his life.
他的生命和之前有180度的转变。
His life has a 180 degree turn.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们信主之后，生命有没有改变？
After we believe, accept Jesus, do we have change in our life?
只有我们自己和神知道。
Only you and your God would know.
我的祷告是，
My prayer for us is,
我们真心信主，生命一定会被神改变。
If we truly believe in God, life will be changed by God.
我们能欢喜耶纳的感谢神在我们生命中的救赎计划。
We rejoice in the salvation of our Lord.
因为接下来马可告诉我们，
And continued Mark tell us,
当这一个人生命起死回生，重新恢复自由的时候，
When this man's life crossed over death to life and gained the real freedom,
格拉森的人没有因为这个事情感到欢喜快乐。
People in the garrison did not rejoice with him.
当他们看到这个被鬼附的人好起来的时候，
When they saw the demon-possessed man get well,
他们感到害怕。
They were afraid.
他们在怕什么？
What are they afraid of?
他们想到原来之前养猪人告诉他们的事情是真的。
So they realized the people that tending the sheep, what they told them is true.
为了救一个人死了两千只猪的事情是真的。
In order to save one person, it cost them 2,000 pigs.
以前这一个人被鬼附的人，
This demon-possessed man,
天天在那边大声喊叫，用石头砍自己。
Daily cried out in the tombs and cut himself with the stone.
我们已经习惯了。
We are kind of used to it.
这个人是不会变的。
This person is not going to change.
现在反而他变了，我们感到害怕。
Now this person is totally transformed and they were afraid.
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我们在教会里面，
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, when we're in this church,
我们会听到一些 不想听的谣言。
Sometimes we will hear some rumors that we don't want to hear.
我告诉你，那位弟兄，他以前都是这样的，他不会变的。
I told you that brother is the same. It's not going to change.
我们经常都会听到这种谣言。
We can hear those kind of rumors.
好像我们从来不会相信耶稣会改变他的生命。
As if we would never believe that Jesus can change that person.
但是这里告诉我们，耶稣他却改变了他的生命。
But here, Jesus truly changed his life.
所以这些人当他们知道之后，
So those people, when they found that out,
他们一起来求耶稣，请你离开我们吧。
So they came to Jesus and asked Jesus to leave this area.
开什么玩笑？
It's ridiculous.
你救一个人死两千只猪。
You save one person, it costs them 2,000 pigs.
你进到我的城里面，
You come to my city.
你改变一个人，我还会死多少东西？
If you come to a city, how much people would die?
他们打发耶稣走了。
They want to send Jesus out.
有些时候改变一个人是需要很大的代价的。
Sometimes to change a person, it takes a great price.
常常我们也是这样子的。
We are like this.
啊，算了吧，不会改了。
So forget it, we're not going to change.
但是耶稣却要改变这个人的生命。
But Jesus wants to change this person.
你看耶稣他怎么样颠覆我们错误的价值观。
See how Jesus turned our value system upside down?
对犹太人来说，
For a Jew,
猪是不洁净的。
Pig is unclean animals.
这个人算了吧。
This person is being write off.
住在猪的城市里面。
He lived in the, among the pigs.
对外邦人自己的弟兄来讲。
From a Gentile, he's a brother.
这个人也不值钱。
He's not worth much.
因为他的生命里面有一只鬼，有一群鬼住在他生命里面。
Because his life was possessed by a lot of demons.
但是耶稣对耶稣来说，
But from Jesus' point of view,
什么才是有价值的事情？
What is the most valuable?
耶稣宁愿救这一个人，也轻看了财产上面的损失。
Jesus wants to save this person regardless of the cost of the financial cost.
你为了救一个人损失一切是值得的。
You want to save a person and lost everything is worthwhile.
今天时间关系，我有很多这一方面损失财产救一个人故事我可以跟你们分享。
I have many stories in this area that we can share, I can share with you.
但是我今天就不讲了，以后吧。
Today I will not tell you.
有一只小鸟在天空自由自在的飞翔。
A bird in the flying the air kind of freely.
有一次它在树上休息的时候，
When he rests on the branch,
那忽然间就听到一个的声音，
It heard something.
糖果香，糖果甜，好吃的糖果，卖糖果。
Candy sweet, candy is fragrant, come and get it.
小鸟就问：“请问这卖多少钱呢？”
The bird said, "How much does it cost?"
哦，不贵，不贵。
It's not too expensive.
就一根羽毛。
Just one feather.
小鸟就把身上的羽毛拔下来。
So the bird picked off one feather.
飞下去。
And flew down.
买了好吃的糖果。
And exchanged for the candy.
回到树上就享受一个丰富的午餐。
And she enjoyed a piece of candy.
他心里面想：明天。我还要吃糖果。
So the bird thinking to himself, tomorrow I would like to have the same candy.
结果明天同样的时间，
the same time tomorrow,
糖果香，糖果甜，卖糖果，好吃的糖果。
Come to him.
哎，请问糖果卖多少钱呢？
How much does it cost to have
another piece? 哦，不贵，不贵。
It's not too expensive.
啊，就两根羽毛。
Just give me two feathers.
小鸟把它身上的两个羽毛拔了下来。
The bird picked off two more feathers.
啊，飞下去买了好吃的糖果。
Flew down and pick up the candy.
就在树上享受丰富的午餐。
Enjoy that beautiful lunch.
结果第三天。
On the third day.
同样的声音又出来了。
Same kind of calling.
糖果香，糖果碟，卖糖果。
Sweet candies, fragrant come.
小鸟就问他，
The bird asked,
哎，这是卖多少钱呢？
How much would this cost?
哦，不贵不贵。
It's not much.
三根羽毛。
Three feathers will do.
他就把他的三根羽毛拔了下来。
So the bird picked off three feathers.
啊，要飞下去买糖果。
want to fly down to get the candy.
结果没想到要飞的时候
，to its surprise，
就嘣就掉下去了。
The bird fell down instead of fly down.
这个故事其实我应该要讲十次的。
This story I was supposed to tell you 10 times.
我要让你听到不耐烦。
And let you hear that you don't want to hear anymore.
因为这小鸟表现的就是我们的生命。
Because the birds reflect the life of our life.
我们生命当中常常也不是用我们的精力、才干、智慧。
In our life, a lot of time we use our strengths, our capability, our talents, and our money.
去追求一些我们认为有价值的事情。
To pursue something we think is worthwhile.
我们天天将生活周而不始。
We day after day we do the same thing.
你没有想过
？Have you ever thought?
什么才是我们生命当中最有价值的事情
？What is the most important thing in our life?
路加不，马可告诉我们。
Mark told us.
有些时候我们生命当中最有价值的事情神早就给我们了。
Mark told us the most important things in our life God already given to us.
神把他自己的爱子耶稣基督白白的给了我们。
God gave his son to us.
我们生命当中最有价值的事情我们早就有了。
The most important things in our life you already have.
所以有些时候当我们花尽了体力时间去追求的时候
Sometimes when we waste our energy and we pursue something
有些时候我们必须要承认我们生命当中已经拥有那最有价值的救恩
We must admit that we already have the most precious thing in life
就像这个人一样
Just like this man
马可告诉我们
Mark told us
耶稣基督把他的救恩白白的赐给了他
Jesus gave him the salvation free of charge.
耶稣也透过这样子的一个救恩
Jesus used this salvation.
也颠覆了他们错误的价值观
And changed their value system.
不但如此
Not only that.
如果我们看十八节到二十节
If we look at the verse 18 through 20.
耶稣要他进一步的
Jesus wanted him to do something.
你要到黑暗中见证我是生命亮光的救主。
You had to go into darkness to be my witness that I'm the life of life.
马可告诉我们
，Mark told us，
这一个人他领受到神的恩典之后
，Jesus told when he received the grace of Jesus，
他打死都要跟随耶稣。
He wanted to follow Jesus.
他恳求和耶稣同在。
He wanted to go with Jesus.
但是耶稣有更好的计划。
But Jesus had better plans for him.
因为耶稣跟他讲说，你要回到你自己的家乡去。
Jesus said to them, go home to your families.
把何等大的事，怜悯你的事，你都要告诉别人。
Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you.
怜悯在中文圣经里面通常有两种的翻译。
Mercy in Chinese translation, we have two translations.
一种是借着神的怜悯。
One is according to God's mercy.
一种是神啊，求你来怜悯我。
Another way is God have mercy on me.
一种是我们求。
One is from our pleading.
一种是神自己来怜悯我们。
Another is God took the initiative to have mercy on us.
马可这里的怜悯和腓立比书二章二十七节的怜悯是一样的。
Here the mercy in here and in Philippians is the same thing.
讲到都是当我们还没有求的时候。
It's talk about that when we did not even ask for it.
神他就自己来怜悯我们了。
God took the initiative to have mercy on us.
所以耶稣要这个外邦人。
So Jesus wanted this Gentile.
你回到你的外邦城市
Go back to your Gentile city.
跟他们讲说
Tell them about
不是你来求我怜悯你
It's not that you come to ask for mercy.
而是我走到你外邦的生命当中你还没有求我主动怜悯你救了你的这一件事情
It's that I took the initiative come to your Gentile city and save you.
你又要去告诉你的外邦的同胞们。
You have to go and tell all these Gentiles.
所以当这个人去传讲的时候，
so when this person went back to his hometown,
他就到底加波利传讲耶稣为他做了是何等大的事。
So the man went away and began telling in Decapolis how great Jesus had done for him.
底加波利在原文里面是十个城市。
Decapolis is 10 cities.
耶稣救了这一个人，死了2000只猪。
Jesus saved this man at a cost of 2,000 pigs.
马可说这一件事情
Mark said this event
传到格拉森的城市和乡下。
This event it was spread out in the city of Gerasens.
但是耶稣救外邦人的事情却传到了十个的城市。
But Jesus saved the Gentile was spread over 10 cities.
马可要给我们一个对比。
Mark here wants us to have a comparison.
耶稣救外邦人事情的消息
，Jesus wants to save the Gentiles.
已经盖过了这一个损失2000只猪的事情。
It's greater than it cost them 2,000 pigs.
耶稣他是我们的救主。
Jesus is the Lord of our life.
我常常觉得我们信主最大的毛病。
I'm always reflecting. A lot of time we have a great misunderstanding.
我和各位很不一样。
I'm different than you are.
因为我知道各位很多是半路才信主的。
We know a lot of you just believed the Lord not too long ago.
我是从小到大在一个基督教家庭长大的孩子。
So I grew up in a Christian family.
我3岁的时候，不管我喜不喜欢，我就是在教会里面。
When I was 3, I like it or not, I had to go to church.
我在教会里面，我看了太多太多的事情。
In our church, I saw many things.
任何负面、正面、好的、不好的，几乎我都知道。
Positive, negative, good or bad, I know it all.
所以我常常有一个很大的想法。
So I always think.
我觉得我们做信徒最大的毛病就是。
The great fault as a believer.
我们一面知道我们是罪人。
On one hand, we know that we are sinners.
但是同样的，我们也知道。
At the same time, we know.
我们不是杀人犯。杀人犯。
We are not murderers.
我们也不是逃犯。
We are not the refugee.
我们也不是欠钱的人。
We are not the one that owe money.
我们好像也没有什么害人。我们也不是害人的人。
We are not the person that would do harm to others.
所以当神要怜悯我们的时候
When the Lord wants to have mercy on us,
神啊你要怜悯我什么
Lord, what do you have mercy on me for?
我好像没有做什么事情大到一种地步我很需要你的怜悯
It looks like I don't have a great thing for you to have mercy on me.
但是我知道有位 有位弟兄很需要
Brother that needs you.
我过去牧养5年都是这样的
The last 5 years, that's my pastoring experience.
我经常听到有会友跑来跟我哄骗，别的会友怎么样。
I always heard a lot of other believers complain about others that need the Lord.
那你要我怎么样
？What should I do?
牧师，你为他祷告啊，你找他啊。
Oh, pastor, please pray for them when you go visit them.
通常我听了，我都不会帮他祷告的。
In this situation, I would not pray for them.
我说，请你跟我一起，你带我为他祷告。
So please, I would ask the person you lead me and pray with them.
突然间，整个情况都改变了。
All of a sudden, the whole situation changed.
主啊，对不起。
Lord, I'm sorry.
是我不对，我不应该讲那位弟兄。
It's me that I shouldn't complain about that brother.
我心里面想。
So in my heart, I think.
你之前不是骂他骂得很凶吗
？And earlier you were kind of complaining about against the person.
怎么你一祷告的时候，整个人就变了
？When you pray, how come you change totally?
后来我就知道了。
Then I realized.
因为他只看见别人，却没有看见自己需要神的怜悯。
Because he only see other people's need of God's grace, forgot about his own need.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
从这个人的生命里面
from this person's life,
当他的生命被耶稣亮光点着的时候
when his life was lit up by the light of the world,
他的价值观被改变的时候
his value system has been changed,
他自然的就有生命改变的福音能够向别人传讲。
So he himself will have the life of the gospel and to share with others.
所以千万不要只把宣教的工作盯紧在你的牧者身上。
So do not focus your eyes on the preaching the gospel on the pastor only.
为什么我们教会没有宣教的？
Why is our church does not have the outreach?
马可告诉我们
Mark told us,
当一个人的生命真的是被神改变的时候
When a person, his life is truly changed by the Lord,
你自然的你就有生命的故事福音自然而然你会向别人传福音的
You would have the real gospel life to share with others.
因为我们经常我们传福音的时候
For when we share the gospel,
每次我们只讲两句话
We only say two sentences.
我教会有很多华人
My church has many Chinese.
啊，第二个就是请来我教会看看。
Come to our church and see.
因为我们没有生命的福音能够向别人传讲。
A lot of time we don't have life-changing gospel to share with others.
但是马可告诉我们。
But Mark told us here.
当一个人被神的生命改变的时候。
When our life is changed by God's life.
他自己就会向别人传讲耶稣改变生命的故事。
He himself will tell the real story how Jesus changed me.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
来教会
Come to church.
不会保证你有救恩的。
It's not going to guarantee that you have salvation.
教会不是你救恩的印证。
Church is not the place to testify your salvation.
是耶稣基督才是我们生命的保证。
It is Jesus Christ. He is our guarantee.
今天马可给我们一个生命的挑战。
Today, Mark gave us a challenge.
你不管信主五年、十年、一年、两年。
No matter how long you have come to know the Lord, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year.
你有生命改变的福音能够向别人传讲吗？
Do you have the life-changing gospel to share with others?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们来你面前的时候
Lord, when I come before you,
主啊当我们是想到主啊我们未来神州教会发展的时候
when we think about the progress and the development of China Grace,
主啊我们看到的并不是我们教会的领袖
may we not only see the leaders of our church,
主啊我们所看见的也不是我们牧者在我们教会里面主啊为我们做了什么
We will hope that we will not just see what the pastor has done for us.
而是主啊，我们看见主，我们自己被你救赎之后，我们能够为你的教会做什么
？Help us see that when we are changed by your life, what can we do for you, Lord?
主啊，进来我们教神州教会。
So Lord, we are China Grace.
主啊，让我们看见在神州大地里面还有许多未信主之民。
In China Grace, we still have a lot of people do not know you.
主，他们常常其实就活在我们的生命的周围。
They live around us.
主，我们看不见，并不表示他们不存在。
We do not see their need. It does not mean they don't exist.
主啊，我们愿主你自己来打开我们生命当中。
Lord, we pray that you open our eyes.
一切主啊，隐藏、不圣洁、不讨你所喜的地方。
And then let us see what we have concealed, the darkness.
求你的光来光照我们的生命。
May the light of Jesus light shine on us.
求你把我们生命当中一切属世、不属灵、不好的价值观，统统都拿走。
Please take away all these worldly value system from us.
因为主啊，唯有信靠你。
Only trusting you.
我们人生当中最有价值的。
The most important value in our life,
主啊，你早就给了我们。
You already given to us.
让我们重新有这样的亮光。
May we have this light in our life.
去活出你的见证。
So that we may live out the true you.
我们这样的祷告祈求。
We pray this.
乃是奉靠救主耶稣基督生命所求的。阿门。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.